This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has condemned the attack on the commercial vessel GFS Galaxy off the coast of Oman today. The External Affairs Ministry informed in a statement that out of 11 Indian nationals on board, 10 have been rescued so far, while one Indian national is reportedly missing. It said the Indian Embassy in Oman is closely monitoring the situation and the proactively coordinating with the Omani authorities in the ongoing search and rescue operation. India has thanked the Omani authorities for their support. Meanwhile, New Delhi has expressed concern over the continuing incidents of attacks on commercial shipping in the region. It reiterated the call for immediate de-escalation of tensions and the conclusion of ongoing negotiations for a diplomatic solution so that peace and stability can return to the region. The United States launched fresh airstrikes on Iranian military sites this morning. The airstrikes came after Tehran attacked a commercial vessel in the Strait of Hormuz, setting it ablaze and forcing its crew to abandon the ship. Iran retaliated with missile and drone attacks targeting Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, Jordan and the United Arab Emirates. Iran's Revolutionary Guard said it has closed the Strait of Hormuz until further notice and warned of further action if U.S. strikes continue. The mortal remains of the 15 Indian nationals who lost their lives in yesterday's boat capsize near Phu Quoc Island in Vietnam are being transported to its Ho Chi Minh City. The Indian Embassy in Vietnam, in a social media post today, informed that after the completion of necessary formalities there, the mortal remains will be transported to India at the earliest. Earlier in the day, the embassy said that 15 survivors of the tragic boat accident have been discharged from hospital after receiving medical treatment and are returning to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned to New Delhi after concluding several agreements during his six-day visit to Indonesia, Australia and New Zealand. During Mr. Modi's visit to Indonesia on the first leg of his three-nation tour, the two nations exchanged MOUs and agreements in the fields of defense, critical and rare earth minerals, agriculture, maritime security and space. Prime Minister Modi was also conferred the highest civilian medal of honor, Bintang Adipurna, of the Republic of Indonesia. Prime Minister Modi traveled to Melbourne on the second leg of his tour. The visit enabled the supply of uranium from Australia to India. Australia announced investment of $500 million Australian dollar to India's National Investment and Infrastructure Fund. On the final leg, the Prime Minister visited Auckland, during which the two countries announced the creation of the India-New Zealand Strategic Partnership and set a target to double bilateral trade by 2030. Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of a series of development projects of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation worth 405 crore rupees in Gujarat. On the occasion, Mr. Shah also launched a massive tree plantation drive under the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign, which saw the planting of over 1 crore 25 lakh saplings across his Lok Sabha constituency, Gandhinagar, today. The Employees Provident Fund organization has introduced the Amnesty Scheme 2026, providing a one-time opportunity for establishments operating exempted Provident Fund to regularize their status. The Labour Employment Ministry said that the scheme will remain open for a period of 6 months. The ministry said eligible establishments shall submit a formal application through email to the concerned regional office. Former Qatar Emir Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani, who transformed the Gulf nation into a major global player in diplomacy, media and investment, has died at the age of 74. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of Father Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, a close ally of President Donald Trump, passed away following brief illness. He was 71. During President Trump's second term, Graham emerged as a key voice on U.S. foreign policy. In Wimbledon tennis, world number one Jannik Sinner will face Germany's Alexander Zverev in the men's singles final at 8:30 p.m. IST. The women's doubles final will begin at 5:30 p.m. IST. Semi-final lineup for FIFA World Cup has emerged, with Argentina, England, France and Spain sealing spots in the last four. England defeated Norway 2-1, while Argentina outclassed Switzerland 3-1 in the quarter-final this morning. In the first semi-final, France will meet Spain at Dallas in US at 12:30 a.m. on Wednesday, while England will take on Argentina at 12:30 a.m. on Thursday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.